Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
We're Shaka.
And our dialogue today is about Apple.
Yeah, we pulled her file and we found out a lot about her past. Now, yeah. For somebody so young, you wouldn't think that she'd run guns to Russia.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is that we're not sure which of the two dialogue actors here she is. Let's take a listen.
你太天真了，战争里的爱情一文不值。你真的没有爱过我吗？我从来就没有爱过你。你怎么能如此无情？我要的只是那份名单。你怎么能背叛我？为了钱，我可什么都能做。
Let's go through the dialogue sentence by sentence and just explain it in case you missed anything.
你太天真了，战争里的爱情一文不值。你太天真了，战争里的爱情一文不值。You're
unbelievably gullible. Don't you know that love in a time of war isn't worth a cent?
你真的没有爱过我吗？
你真的没有爱过我吗?
You really never loved me?
我从来就没有爱过你。我从来就没有爱过你。I
never ever loved you.
你怎么能如此无情?
你怎么能如此无情?
How can you be so heartless?
Yeah.
我要的 只是那份名单。我要的只是那份名单。I
was only after the list.
Yeah.
你怎么能背叛我?
你怎么能背叛我?
How could you betray me?
为了钱,我可什么都能做。为了钱,我可什么都能做。I
could do anything for money.
And that's lovely, that the phrasing there.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that phrasing in depth.
Yes, but
after another listen.
你太天真了，战争里的爱情一文不值。你真的没有爱过我吗？
我从来就没有爱过你。你怎么能如此无情？
我要的只是那份名单。你怎么能背叛我? 为了钱，我可什么都能做。为了钱，我可什么都能做。我可什么都能做。Yeah.
Now, you might have missed that 'ca there, but we didn't.
Yeah.
Because we're that good.
And we're going to play it again, just so you can hear it.
我可什么都能做。This is
one of the toughies, actually. Mm-hmm. This is something you hear all the time in speech.
Mm-hmm. And 而且很难说出来为什么有一个可在那儿。Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never had it explained to me right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had to set out on my own.
And, 而且你把可拿出去, 这个句子还是对的, 而且意思是一样的。
Yeah, it just gives it gives it a feeling in part, mm-hmm. though. And even then, it's difficult because it's hard to explain what exactly that feeling is.
Yeah.
No, it's emphasis of some kind.
It really changes the tone. And I'd say the tone is like, you know, just, it's totally the opposite of what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you'll see.
Not like what you thought.
Yeah, it's not what you thought. It's almost, it's a little bit, not in usage, but in tone, if you use bing before bu, like, you know, bing bu zemiyang or something like that.
对,
it's
但是没有这么强的语气。
Kind of, yeah, but it's still, it's asserting the kind of, you know, 对, you got it wrong.
如果你用bing的话,你只是说强调这个事实,
right.
但是你用可的话,你加强了我的感受, 就是我完全不同意你说的。
Yes. We came up with a couple of sentences sort of using 可 in the same way, and, you know, it's, again, it's, it's really subtle. You've got to get a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get that with time, and there's nothing else that'll do it for you.
Yeah, and just listening to the tone.
And listening to this podcast, I think, will do it. And actually, this, I really hope you get the most out of this, because nobody ever explained this to me.
Mm, 我们先给他们一些例子吧。
Yeah.
你别相信他，他可是出了名的花花公子。
Yeah, so you can't trust him. He ke is known as a player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? And again, you can take ke out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's totally fine.
他是出了名的花花公子。
Right. Yeah. But this would be like if the listener to this sentence had talked about meeting this guy at seminary school.
I thought he was great.
Promise rings.
还有一个经常用的，我可不是你说的那样。
Yeah, I'm not the way you think.
Yeah.
You got me all wrong.
如果你用好了会非常非常好
You're really going to impress
而且非常自然非常地道
Yeah, you will
You really will Because it's totally natural I have not seen any teaching materials that really explain it
Well,
而且很多
Pop-up Chinese
It's another first for pop-up Chinese
而且很多外国人虽然这个中文说的非常好但他们也经常用错这个词或者根本不会用这个词
Or they just don't really know about itNecessarily. Mm. You know, you understand it listening, but no one ever comes to you and says, here's how to use it.
Yeah, or nobody ever says, like, you know, hey, that sentence would have sounded way better if you'd stuck in a ke.
Yeah.
很多中国人也不知道怎么解释，所以不会告诉你。
Yeah. But we just did.
You 太天真了，战争里的爱情一文不值。
你真的没有爱过我吗？
我从来就没有爱过你。
你怎么能如此无情？
我要的只是那份名单。
你怎么能背叛我？
为了钱，我可什么都能做。
One thing you might notice is that the guy is talking funny.And this is the sort of like sniveling voice that you see a lot in either radio dramas or TV dramas where the guy plays the traitor.
It's a very, very effeminate voice. I think that's where part of the humor comes from. So I guess that's our podcast for today. We hope you like the dialogue. We had a great time recording this one as usual.
Yeah.
So hope some of the fun comes out.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And really with ke...This is gold, guys. Really, nobody else will give you this.
别忘了给我们留言或者给我写信。
And good dating advice, too. Because if your potential date speaks like this...
And has usually one of those mustaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Avoid.
Yeah.
Take care.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.